Dance to some funk royalty, get down with some classic Tex-Mex, and then relax with a Baroque orchestra. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan has the details on the best bets for this musical weekend.
Start off downtown where funk music will rule.
Yes, yes, we have George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic going to be on the stage tonight. How we want
the funk. The Aztec Theater's Libby Day says Clinton's been working it for decades, and recently he was recognized for his efforts.
Won his Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award earlier this year, so really has been putting in the work for decades.
She's seen Clinton perform before, and she says he will make you move.
It's a big dance party. He's in his late 70s now, but has more energy than, you know, a lot of people that cross our stage, and it ends up being one big dance party.
If you've not been to the Aztec, you should know that its atmospheric Mesoamerican design rivals the Majestic next door.
It's really an experience to walk into the lobby and see all of those architectural details. The chandelier that we have was installed in 1929, the day the stock market crashed.
The triple billing starts at 6:30. Then on Saturday night, a legendary performer at a legendary venue.
Oh, yeah. John T. was an old friend of mine. I knew him real well.
Augie Myers is talking about John T. Floor, the creator of Floor's Country Store.
I'll do my Tex-Mex and Hey Baby, Que Paso.
Hey baby, Que Paso. Thought I was your only vato.
The former member of the Texas Tornadoes and the Sir Douglas Quintet traces his time at Floor's by the decades.
Well, I started out playing out there back in late 50s, 59 and 60. Me and Doug were playing out there.
He's talking about bandmate Doug Song.
I saw Willie Nelson play there. He had a flat top and a bow tie on. So he charged $1.50 to get in.
Myers just got back from a Canadian and European tour where high temperatures were breaking records.
I come back here and it's a heat wave here.
But Saturday's show is inside the air-conditioned dance hall. Then on Sunday, something completely different.
We perform music mostly written before 1800.
Austin Baroque Orchestra's Billy Traylor.
And we do that using whatever instruments were in use at the time that the music we're performing was written.
Those without even a critical ear can notice a different quality to the sound. And there are many reasons for that.
The strings themselves, they're made out of gut or intestine, as opposed to metal, which is what you get today. And then the wind instruments look completely different. Usually not so different that you can't tell what they are. But, for example, the woodwinds are all made out of wood, including the flute.
The music's roots go back to a function that may be surprising.
The rhythms very often are drawn from court dances, kind of lighter, springier, more agile sound.
Their Sunday afternoon performance at St. Paul's Episcopal Church will have an informational talk beforehand.
I keep it really informal. It's not a lecture. I don't even use the term lecture. I hate that. It's a concert, and it's supposed to be enjoyable.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.